Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. This week, I want to talk to you about the type of business you're in. You're a medical sales professional, so how would you categorize it? What type of business is it? Well, you probably said you're in the sales business. And of course, if you listen to my podcast, I tend to harp on that over and over and over. Your job is to sell. Your job is to move products and services for your company. So you're definitely in the sales business. But from your customer's perspective, what business are you in? You've probably heard the term that in medical sales, you have to provide good service. You hear it over and over again. So therefore, you are also in the service business. And your customers probably see this as more of what you do than to sell, depending on what segment of the medical device industry or pharmaceutical industry you're in. But here's the way it works. Your job is to make whatever your customers do, your healthcare providers when they're taking care of their patients, healthcare institutions, your job is to make their work seamless from the standpoint of providing goods and services that they need to do their jobs. So while you're running around helter-skelter behind the scenes, making sure that your doctor has the equipment that he needs to do the operation the next day, or making sure that the practice has samples of the pharmaceuticals that they need to give out to their patients, all they want to know is that it's there and that it's ready to go. In fact, they assume, without even thinking, that you've done your job and the products are there because they see you as being in the service business. You see, you make it seamless. You're a professional. Professionals always make it look easy. Now, I've said it before, and I hate to repeat myself, but it's important, so I'm going to do it. It's very easy in this business to become bogged down in just delivering service. If you sell pacemakers or orthopedic implants or other types of surgical devices that place you in the operating room all the time, you can literally spend all day, every day, just servicing your customers. But again, how do you get paid? What does your company expect from you? Are they going to be satisfied with you just maintaining the business, maintaining the status quo, having no financial growth, no unit growth over the year? No. They expect you to grow your business. So while you are in the service business, as we said at the beginning, you are also in the sales business. So take good care of your customers, deliver seamless service so that they don't even suspect that you're working your tail off to deliver it for them. And you might want to toot your horn from time to time just to let them know that you went above and beyond to make sure that they had what they needed to have to take care of their patients. But the flip side of that is you're also in the sales business. So while you're providing that good service, make sure you're also looking for opportunities, asking for opportunities, and asking for the business so that you can continue to grow. This is Mace Haroff for Medical Sales Guru. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me today. In the very near future, we are going to be moving to another platform as well as the podcast platform. I am going to be producing videos on a regular basis, and you'll be able to pick them up on our YouTube channel, which isn't available yet, but it will be in the near future. The podcast will also be available as well, plus our medical sales newsletter that will go out once a month. So we're here to communicate with you. It doesn't cost you anything. We want to help you to be successful in medical sales. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, please remember what I say at the end of every podcast. Nothing is more important than the patient. Patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.